Peace, everyone. Hey there. This is Angela Jordan Perry with Girlfriends Has Guide to Homeschooling. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for being connected with this this group, this Facebook page. And let me just do a quick check on a few things before I get started. I have a topic that I'm hearing so much about, girlfriends. So many of you are coming to me expressing your genuine, true fears about homeschooling or educating your own children. And I want to dive into that real quick before I start my interview. I have an interview in just a few moments that's about to occur. But listen, girlfriends, I want to tell you about my fear. And this is a truth and reality about fear, but it seems to be really huge when we start talking about educating our own children. And I believe that fear is instilled there for a few reasons. But first, before we get started, let me tell you just a little bit about myself. I am a homeschooling mom of 18 years, of 8 children, 3 of which my husband and I, we have graduated. One went off to be an entrepreneur. My son, he finished out school and went off to the military. He did come back, medical issues. And then the third one, she went off to college. She just finished up her first year of studying violin performance in Mississippi, 8 hours away, you all, 8 hour drive away from us. And she did well. I still am homeschooling 5. We are self-sustaining farmers in this northwest part of the state of South Carolina where we make our home. Okay, so that's just a little bit about me. I have this platform, Girlfriends Has Guide to Homeschooling with Angela Jordan Perry. I have the platform, a podcast, which is Girlfriends Chat with Angela Jordan Perry. And then new is Educating Our Own, which is coming out and release date, preferably on Sunday. And then also I serve my community here in the state of South Carolina, providing homeschooling families with legal rights to homeschool. Okay, so that's what I do as well. My purpose-driven life is to make a positive impact on thousands of homeschoolers worldwide. That's what I desire to do. So hi, thanks for joining in. Let me know where you're joining in from. And I love to know and connect with you there. So let me tell you this thing about fear. I believe that we have been instilled with a fear of educating our children because we've always felt that someone else is supposed to do that. That's all we've known. That's the history that has been before us. Someone else is supposed to do that. Someone else is qualified. There are other people who go off to school so that they can educate my children. And, you know, our ancestors, they fought for rights to have our children, Black and brown children, in a school atmosphere with the peers of non-melanated people. And so we just have this, I want to check and make sure you can hear me. Yeah, let's see. Can you hear me? I'm sorry, hold on. I don't want to be talking, and then you all can't even hear me. Yes, you can hear me. Okay, great. And so, we have that mentality that we can't do it, and then often that we are not good enough, or we have this already made up story of understanding that, I can't do it. I'm not smart enough to do it. I don't have an educational background, so therefore I can't do it. But listen, these are the things that I learned. Hi, you all, for joining in. Let me know. Hey, Elizabeth, welcome in. The reality of this fear of homeschooling, you know, with anything, there is this place of fear, right? Anything that you do that's new. Heck, when we had children, you know, I don't know if you all left the hospital with your firstborn with fear. I did. I was like, oh my goodness, they're letting me leave this hospital with a baby. And they're trusting me with this baby. I mean, I had all sorts of fears around that. When we got married, there was a certain level of fear. I was excited about getting married, but I was like, what in the heck am I walking into? When I moved over to Spain to live in Spain, there was a level of fear. Anything that you do in life that's new, there's going to be some fear. I was afraid to start a farm. I was like, I'm going to kill all the animals. You know, we didn't know what we were doing, but we just stepped out. You just got to step out. And somehow that innate understanding and knowledge that, you know, God given something that's there works towards our favor. But oftentimes we halt this idea of even considering educating our children, we halt and stop because there's this fear. And I don't want to minimize or diminish or make light of that fear. I know that's true fear, but I'm here to tell you that fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. You have created something in your head that's false, and now you have bought into it being real. Hey there, Charmin. And you have bought into it being fear. But I want to tell you that if you are homeschooling or considering homeschooling, and you have this fear that overtakes you or consumes you, my child's not going to be good enough to get into college. They're not going to do well, and they're not going to be educated. They're never going to learn how to read. And you keep feeding that into yourself, into your psyche, into your mindset, into your energy within yourself, then you're cutting your foot off. You know, that's how people say that you're cutting your foot off. You're handicapping yourself when there's really no need to handicap yourself. Fear along with financial struggles. Yeah, that's another one. Hey, because then a lot of times you become a one income family. And that is really true. But I want to tell you, you all know that we are resilient people. We are resilient and we overcome. And no matter what it is, we overcome. We make it happen. And there's so many creative ways to make this homeschooling journey happen. If you don't feel educated enough or smart enough, then find some sister circles to connect with. Okay. These days, both parents have to work. Yeah, I know, honey. Yes. My husband and I, we've been homeschooling 18 years. And this whole time I have not until, you know, the first few years of our marriage have I worked outside the home. But other than that, I had had job things I did in the home the whole time. And now, honey, we are both entrepreneurs. You know, we're not, you know, dependent on corporate America for nothing. And so, you know, we're making it work. Is it tight sometimes? Entrepreneurs like this, you know, good months, you're like, yay, we're doing it. And the next thing you're like, ugh, yeah. It's a constant up and down, but you know what? You make it happen and you do what you do and you bring out that creativeness that's within you to make it happen. This is the same holds true for educating your children. It's the same that holds true for raising your children. It's the same thing that holds true when you need money to live on. You got to trust that innate something that's in there that will help you figure it out, how to make that income, how to bring in that extra income, what things you need to sell. Don't cut yourself short in fear of all the what ifs, okay? Now, the other thing is, I'll say, Charmin, is that a lot of times homeschooling families are still working parents, and they still homeschool. The interview that I'm about to do on Friday are two parents, both work full-time jobs, and for the last 4 years or 5 years, they've been homeschooling their children. They are just, you know, convinced, full of conviction. They have no other choice. They're not putting their children in public school, and they will homeschool them, and they will work their both jobs because they, you know, for whatever reason they are. So tune in on Friday. She'll share how she's getting that done. So there's so many creative ways. I think that we just don't look outside the box. So I want to tell you that when I started homeschooling, I didn't really have a whole bunch of fear. My greatest fear was high school. What in the world am I going to do when they get to high school? High school. Oh my goodness. High school. And that was a piece. Oh, it was fear. I remember having that fear. But in the younger days, I mean, you're always teaching your children things, and they're learning things, and you're teaching them their name, where their nose is, you know, all sorts of stuff. You're always teaching them from birth. You're teaching your babies how to, you know, hold on and don't cry until you're teaching all the time. So no parent can say that they are not a teacher, because from the time they're babies, you're teaching, right? From the time they're babies, you're teaching them. But my fear was the high school years. And once we got there and done it and it was over, I thought, what in the world? What was I afraid of? And then I did it a second time. And then I did it a third time. I was like, all right, we got this. It was just what I was thinking up in my head was the big deal that, you know, that halted me and kept me in fear. So I guess the whole point of what I want to share here What I've learned about fear in educating my own children is that a lot of time it's just made up yourself, what you have limited yourself and halted yourself based on your own fear. So don't let that happen, okay? I wanna encourage you all, you can home educate your children. Listen to all of these interviews of all the creative ways that these parents are educating their children in their home, okay? So it can be done. You may have to think outside of the box, but if you want it bad enough, you will make it happen. And you are going to be the best advocate for your own child. You're going to make sure they receive all that they need, have all the resources that they need. You're going to figure that out. You're going to talk to other sister girls who are also homeschooling and say, I need to know about this. Can you help me about this? Can you tell me about this? I have nothing. I don't know anything about chemistry. How in the world can I get them in some chemistry? All the resources that you need, all the knowledge that you need, everything that you need is available to you. So you can do it. Even if you say I'm the worst organized person ever. All right. But your commitment and your reason for homeschooling them is huger than your inability to be organized. You're still going to get it done. Okay. So if you all have questions, thanks for those comments. If you have more questions and comments and suggestions for other girlfriends to hear, you know, post them in the comments section. Go ahead and send your comments and, you know, any other thoughts, questions, you know, talk with me. I love to hear those thoughts. And if it resonates with you, please put some hearts up there. You know, give me some hearts. I appreciate it. All right. I'm going to jump off now because I'm going to prepare for my interview that's coming up in just a little bit. I'm going live with an interviewee out of Pennsylvania, I believe it is. Her name is Christine Waters. So you all be ready for that. All right. Until next time. Thank you all for being a part of Girlfriends' Guide to Homeschooling with Angela Jordan Perry. And I look forward to this continued journey of providing encouragement, resources, and insights for you for your journey. If you have not connected to my podcast, go search it up, Girlfriends Chat with Angela Jordan Perry, and get connected to those podcasts or short little podcasts, 10 minutes to 15 minutes of conversations with a prior interviewee on the show, okay? All right, you all, until next time, you take care, and I will see you soon every day. I'll be coming live to you every day. That's the plan. All right, bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.